It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, about the detail. We talked yesterday about the physicality. We talked yesterday about the talent that we have. And we said we want to do special and to do special we got to do it together. There was a moment in this game, right? All right, we came out 14-6 at half. All right, defense gets a stop. Special teams gets a big return. Offense punches in. That's complimentary football, right? Continue to find ways that we grow closer together. Because about that's how you do special, right? And we're all into special. A good teammate is selfless. A good teammate, all right, knows it takes everybody.
Potty mouth.
A good teammate, right, is there for each other in the good times and the bad, especially the bad, right? A good teammate trusts everybody, right? Because they built that trust up. And a good teammate doesn't blame. They take accountability, right? Keep coming closer together as a team. I feel it. I know y'all feel it. It's a great win, all right? But we're going to have to move on quick.
Starting to feel it, Hugh. 7-2, Sirianni post-game locker room speech.
You was fighting tomato cans, Rock. You were fighting tomato cans.
I don't give a shit.
Y'all making me sound like a hater, man. I'm not hating. I enjoy
you
what I'm saying.
You are a hater here
I'm
today,
not.
Man.
Actually, I think Mick Douglas, my favorite new Hugh. I like the Mick impersonation. That's a good one.
It is good. Fighting tomato cans.
It's kind of like the defense, the Eagles offense.
No, they're
is
playing
going
well.
Against.
They're playing well. They're
well,
playing
this
well.
Defense is playing well. Great. They play great football. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles are a defensive team? I am. Hugh is just, I don't know, I hope not hope that the offense. I mean, at the end of the season, if the Eagles are ranked higher in defense than offense, you got some explaining to do, Mr.
If
Douglas.
They are, then I'm probably going to be shaving.
And you're probably going
probably
to New Orleans.
Probably going to be a shaved individual.
Yeah, we might be heading to New Orleans on that bus, getting ready to go
that'd be fun,
Super Bowl.
Though. I don't know how fun it's going to be riding with other people.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I mean, but they're going to be callers, and it's going to be fine.
He's bound and down, rolling up and trucking.
Are we can't wait. What they say can't be it's going to be fun, and it's going to be hot, so it'll be a little cooler because I don't have no facial hair.
We're going there off the back of this defense here.
Yeah, but I mean, I might not have no facial hair, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to make the most of it.
How many turnovers are we going to force in the title game against Jared Goff? A couple picks.
Maybe that'd be fun.
Cooper gets one. Maybe,
in Detroit? You think it's going to be in Detroit?
Probably, yeah. If I had a guess, I would think it's going to be there. Kyle's not kind of ready to say that yet.
Bring him here, baby.
Well,
NFC runs through Philadelphia.
You want them out of that dome.
Jared Goff out of the dome. Jared Goff in the cold in January, that's a different Jared Goff. That's the way to get to January with this defense playing the way it is. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Combo-Con here, playing for an incredible grand prize. We're looking for today famous couples. That'll get you in the mix for today's qualifying prize and the grand prize. Let's go back to the phone lines here. In a few minutes, we got to hear what Jaws said this morning about the quarterback and the opponent that's coming in here Thursday down in Washington. T is in North Philly. Hey, T.
T.
What's good with y'all?
What's up,
T?
How you doing?
Now I just want to get on here and talk some sports. You feel me? I got to side with you on this one.
Oh.
Go ahead, T. What are you thinking?
The reason why I got a side with you on this one is specifically because the offense is underachieving does not make this a defensive thing. You know, the reality of it is we put money on that side of the ball for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We need AJ to go out there and get it done. If AJ isn't on the field, the team looks horrendous on offense. You know what I'm saying? It's not as efficient. You know what I'm saying? So that right there should show you that offense is a luxury because you can't plug any Xavier Legettes or Jalen McMillan's, and it's not like he was going to get neighbors, you know what I'm saying? It's very few rookies that can make an impact on the offensive side of the ball, you know what I'm saying? So you need more proven pieces, making the assets that we have on offense this an offensive team. Now, what, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean is doing on defense is amazing. You know, I'm not going to take that away from them, and they're definitely carrying the load right now. But when they get to the playoffs and we're seeing teams like Detroit or
we're going to go blow for blow. We're going blow for blow.
Let's also use when we played the Buccaneers, we didn't have an offense. We lost that game. Where was the defense at then? We needed the defense. We need the defense more than ever in that Buccaneer game. We didn't have no offense. We missed all the offensive pieces. We didn't win. If the Buccaneers game showed you that this is an offensive game. You can have whatever you want to have on the defense, but if you ain't got the offense to put the defense in a position where the other team got to the ball, I don't really think it's that as effective.
Well, it goes both ways, and you're right. That was the worst day, T, I would say, for the defense all year. That Tampa game, they really
stunk. And that was when Cooper DeJean wasn't out there on the field.
Yeah, that was the last game before Cooper. All right, T, what do you got for us? Give me some famous couple.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, T, it's a good one. All right, we got some big names so far in this side topic here. I mean, Bonnie and Clyde's a big one. Elvis Presley's a big one. Jay-Z, Beyonce. All right, so T sides with Hugh Douglas
I'm
here.
I'm disappointed in you, Joe.
What did I do?
You let him get away with that.
What, on the Tampa game?
The whole damn thing.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? The Tampa game, they were bad.
Tell me he's wrong, and he's a dope. Jesus.
Why is he always the person?
Hold on. How am I supposed to defend the Tampa debacle? They played bad that day. That was their worst day.
Okay.
They're allowed to have one.
Tell them that he picked the worst game of the defense. The beginning of the season, the offense hasn't been great all year.
Well, okay. You want this as the rebuttal?
Yeah.
They had two games, game 3 and 4, right, in New Orleans, in Tampa, without AJ, and then the Tampa games without AJ and Devontae. One game the defense stood up and played great and carried them, the New Orleans game, and one game they didn't.
Yeah, they answered the bell after that.
I did point out that there's been like three or four scenarios end of game where the defense has stood up and finished the game, and the offense, they had a couple chances, but Jalen threw the pick in against Atlanta. I mean, I think anyone paying attention to this realized this is a defensive team now.
Well, not T. And then you let him get away with it.
I'll say this. I let T off the hook. I'm sorry. I was trying to throw Hugh a bone because he's got nothing going right now.
If that New Orleans win.
What was T's answer again? Because I got distracted.
Bonnie and Clyde.
If that New Orleans win, if New Orleans would have showed a little bit more life after that game, then I would have gave you. I would have probably changed my take. But they laid down and they just now they got a coach out there clogging up toilets and telling everybody.
Rizzi?
TMI.
Rizzi or something.
Yeah, Rizzi out there clogging up toilets, just telling everybody all this business.
Tony, the Sirianni thing is sweeping the NFL.
In terms of people like him.
Crazy people.
So you think you mean different. So maybe we go from, you know how everyone wanted a McVay clone? Shanahan clone?
We're going
Sirianni.
Yep, that's right.
So you come into your interview wearing a polo shirt and a shaved head, and you get the job?
Gone are the days of the Parcells and the Belichicks.
Okay.
In with the Sirianni, man. Interview?
Yeah, a lot has changed over the last couple of years.
You will respect him.
There is a chance this happens. Like, if the title game is Lions-Eagles, right, and it's Dan Campbell and Sirianni, like, not really buttoned up, more emotional kind of guys.
CEOs.
They don't look like CEOs, but they get results.
They're biting ankles, and they're getting, yeah, they're
results. Getters.
Motivators.
I think Coach Campbell is in that Coach Sirianni vein.
Well, he's a CEO motivator. He's not an offensive play caller. Yeah, and I think there's maybe. I mean, look, if it works, the NFL is like a copycat league, right? Like, so, like, if that's what's getting results, yeah, we'll see more of those. 215-592-9494. All right, so Hugh, you've said over and over today that you know because you're refusing to acknowledge how great this defense has played. You just living in.
Yeah, I'm kind of dying on this hill.
Yeah,
I'm dying on this hill.
I know we're going to call paramedics.
I mean, but I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure you are, but. You have said, and you're right, that they haven't played many great offenses or great quarterbacks, right? That's about to change, though. Starting now, the schedule's about to flip forward. They play Jaden Daniels Thursday. They play Matthew Stafford after that. Then they play Lamar Jackson, right? So the tests are about to come here, including this first one, Thursday night against the Commanders. Look, I think we all realized about 6 or 7 weeks ago, Jaden Daniels might be different, and he might be for real, right?
Yeah.
I think it was that... The Monday night game they had in Cincinnati where he went in a shootout and he beat Joe Burrow and I was like, whoa, they've got something down there. And that was impressive. But when I heard this morning, it put it in different context. Jaws this morning with DeCam and Richie talking about how impressed he's been with Jaden Daniels. Listen to the category he puts him in.
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football.
That is a big statement, Hugh, from Jaws. The best rookie quarterback he's ever seen.
I don't think that statement is too far-fetched. And this is why. Because when you think about most rookie quarterbacks that come into the league, a lot of them don't have a lot of success early on. I think about the ones that are immediately come to mind. C.J. Stroud has some success.
Andrew Luck.
RG3. And he the stat that got me was this, is when I think Ray Diddy said that his fourth quarters are better than his first quarters. And that's when, you know, you tend to get a book on a young quarterback. But for him to have his, I think it was his passer rating is higher in the fourth quarter than it is in the fourth quarter than it is in the first quarter. I thought that was pretty impressive. And the fact that, you know, that team has rallied around him. He's a leader. Like the most important asset or attribute that I feel that you have to have as a quarterback, you have to be able to be a leader of men. And we've seen, not to throw shade at anybody, but we saw what Fields, Chris Sims, when he was in the huddle, how he did not, like certain guys don't command that. And he does. And he's playing well right now. That's why I say, and then, you know, on top of that, when you talk about that game that they just had against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he went toe-to-toe with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like Russell Wilson, I think it's safe to say that he will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So there's something to say about that. That moment wasn't too big for him. So, yeah, this is going to be a tough test for the Eagles.
You're right. I mean, the majority of rookie quarterbacks don't get off to great starts, right? It's hard to come in the league and play well. But you're right. Stroud last year had one of the great rookie quarterback seasons ever. Luck, RG3, got hurt at the end of it. Dak Prescott had a pretty darn good rookie year when they were the number one seed.
You say Cam?
Cam Newton threw for 4,000 yards, and Big Ben, right, back in 04 when they made a title game.
Because I'd probably take Cam's rookie season over Daniels right now.
But here, so I probably would too, though I don't think they were very good, though.
No, the Panthers weren't.
Yeah, but he was, statistically.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Washington also might be frauds.
But they have 7 wins already. I mean, how
Yeah, against no winning record.
I got you, but they're probably going to get...
Yeah, they're the same boat we're in.
Yeah.
No. I mean, and that's just the NFL. No, I'm just saying against, like, teams that, you know, when you look at their record, they don't have a whole lot of teams that are over 500 that they play against. That's all I'm
saying. Okay, sure.
What struck me, though, is with the names we just said, Stroud, Luck, RG3, the injury changed everything. Dak, Big Ben, Cam... What's the theme with those guys? They all had really good careers, right? Like, if Jaws' assessment is right, that means we got a quarterback in this division that's probably on the path to something good for a while.
Or, yeah, they're going to be
Cam
a problem.
But Cam had won MVP.
I know,
Super Bowl.
But he fizzled out a little quicker than
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure this lasts for 10 years for Jaden Daniels, but he's obviously good right now and probably will be for a while. Let's go phone lines. We got David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Congratulations. Say you're 50% right. I'm proud of you. You keep up the good work.
Well, it's 50% more than usual, hey, David. No, what are you thinking?
That's better than...
Let me ask you this. When you were a defensive player in the NFL, did your career matter? Like, did your play matter when you were out there and making plays?
Could you elaborate a little bit more what you're going to say?
What did you have, like 5 sacks in your career? When you got one of those sacks, Did that change the course of the game? Did it happen to...
It all depends. Well, it all depends. Like, I think that, and I was told that they carry more weight towards the latter part of the game. Bill Parcells used to always say, anybody can get a sack in the first quarter. Matter when in the third and fourth quarter when the game's on the line and you need them.
So it did matter.
Yeah.
It was a necessity, I would say.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, that's what y'all trying to get at?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So Hugh, see, here's where you're missing the point with this defense doesn't matter.
Never said defense didn't matter.
Because football is
luxury necessity. Two different things.
It's a team sport. So it's two halves playing as one.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have both halves playing well. Right now you have both halves playing well.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why Joe's only 50% right, because it's a defense and offensive collaboration. It's both sides coming together to play as one. It's one big love fest, and that's what you need to have a winning team in the NFL. And you need to stop with this this hatred of the defense. I don't know.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If it's because you have a 53 out there who he's outplaying what you did.
Wow, I think you may have stumbled onto something here. Yeah, Zach Bond is Zach Bond. We joked about this at training camp. Would Zach Bond become the 53 in Eagles history?
Zach Bond is playing well.
All pro.
He's playing extremely well.
Is he going to match you in all pros in a midnight green?
And I think that
1-1.
See, this is where David. I think you need to got your feelings just a little bit, because the luxury and necessity thing. It's not like I'm disrespecting the defense, but what I'm saying is this: they're playing well, but they don't. To me, they're not the Baltimore Ravens that won the Super Bowl. They're not a team that goes out there.
Not.
And they lay their hammers out there on the field, and they change the course of the game against anybody. They're playing well right now.
But also, the offense isn't a greatest show on turf. They have issues, and the defense has carried them.
This offense has underachieved for everything that we've talked about.
This team is underachieved. You're 10 weeks in. This is who they are.
Okay. Let's do this, David. Let's talk about financially. Let's talk about finances for a minute. And when you allocate the resources on one side of the ball as opposed to the other. When we're going into this season, would you say it's fair to assume that the resources that we allocated towards the offense made it feel like the offense was going to be the focal point of this team?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, okay, I think we all agree with that.
Okay, with that being said,
The
defensive side of the ball. We went out and got a linebacker that was, no disrespect to him, but was a special teams player. And we put him in a position that we felt – he could probably play.
And he's done it.
And he's overachieved. So basically, in essence, we've gotten more bang for our buck, right?
On the defensive side.
On the defensive side.
I think we'd all agree with that.
So what I'm saying is the luxury is the offense. The defense is not the necessity, because they've proven that by the way that they built this football team.
Hold on. But
I'd spit that thing at you.
Yeah, but wait a second. I could spend hold on. I could spend $20,000 on a new roof. I could spend $100,000 on a car. What's more important? What's the necessity?
What kind of car are we talking about?
Whatever. I mean, one that costs more than my roof.
Talking about Benz?
Whatever. You could use your imagination.
Ooh, are we talking about the
Tumble? The necessity on this team is the roof. Last year we had no roof. The roof blew off and we tried to win football games.
I will say this though, Dave. The defense is playing well. They're playing well.
They're playing like a necessity.
And this week will be the biggest test that they faced all season long.
I agree.
Who cares about what we spent? What is it? Just because we spent that money doesn't mean that we're getting most out of it. We paid a lot of money for Bryce Huff, who sucks.
Let me put this in perspective.
Bryce Huff.
Let me put this in perspective.
Hold on, before you, David, give us an answer for the top topic. What do you got?
Okay, since it's a sports show, let's go with the sports couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio.
It's a good one. Very famous one. All right, David, good call. We'll get you the mix. All right, go ahead. Make your point here.
So it's like, you know, I've been doing this soap thing, right?
Oh, no.
Been trying to make soap. And like, the soap melters. Anybody out there that can help with this, I need some help. Because it's not human error. It's not user error.
I think it is. Okay.
But the melters that I've gotten, the cheaper ones don't work as good. And in my case, even the more expensive ones don't work as well.
That points to user error.
But the point that I'm making is this. When I bought the more expensive soap maker, the expectations were higher, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the cheaper one that exceeds the expectations that I put forth on it. So that's kind of what Zach Bond.
But you need soap either way. Like, that's the necessity is the soap, so you don't smell bad.
No, it's the soap melter. That's the necessity.
I just think we're putting too much into the expectation. Like, let's talk about what it is. If I bought two steaks, one of them's $60, one of them's $20, and the $60 one's burnt to crap and it's leather, then no, it's not. I didn't cook it, first of all. But my expectation was that the $60 steak is supposed to be better. But the reality is it's not. So we can live in preseason expectations all we want. The point is that those expectations were wrong. The offense is underachieving. The defense is overachieving. The defense is better than this offense right now,
I think,
no matter what we spent on either side.
I think we're missing this reality because we're all – and look, this is not a knock on Saquon. He has played wonderfully here. The Eagles last year ranked around 7th or 8th in points per game.
Mm-hmm.
This year they rank 7th or 8th in points per game. They're right in that range. Their offense is, they score a lot of points. They scored a lot of points last year. They scored a lot of points the year before that. The difference is the defense.
Defense is playing better.
That's what's changed the most from year over year. Like, yeah, they have a different running back, sure. And it's a different offense, different offensive play caller. Oh, that's true. But the difference in the team is they had a bad defense last year, and now they've got a good defense bordering on And great.
And they have benefited tremendously from the last couple of weeks of playing three teams that are one-dimensional in their attack when they attack this team. Nobody can run the football. That you can't. Who is that? Who we played the twin against Cincinnati?
Chase
they couldn't
Brown.
Run. They
Chase
couldn't
Brown.
Run the football. They've benefited from the fact that they've played.
But maybe
teams.
The Eagles are the reason they can't run.
Okay, I mean that might be the case. That might be the case.
Didn't we hold Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase
17?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying they can't run the ball. They're still looking for a running back in Cincinnati.
But okay, we just watched Joe Burrow put up 34 on Baltimore.
Yep.
Like, that is a good quarterback.
You know
it's
you,
a good
when
offense.
When you talk about playing division opponents outside of the ones that we played this week.
Oh, so now we're back to the division opponents.
No, what about the two division opponents that we blew out?
It tends to skew a little bit different.
No, what about the Giants? We played division opponents.
See, everyone's bad. The Eagles defense
I'm
beats
not,
up on
see, I'm not saying that, but I'm kind of saying it.
You are saying it.
I'm kind of saying it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of saying it. This is going to be.
You know, hold on for a second. I haven't done this. I haven't done this because you guys did a lot for a lot of years. But Hugh, if I go back and look through those box scores,
we played tomato cans.
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on. If we're you want it? What do we keep it? A bean or a buck?
We keep it a bean. We keep it even more.
If I go back through the 2000 through 2002 Eagles, the height of Hugh Douglas's Eagles, I can find a lot of tomato can quarterbacks you beat up. You did. The division had Quincy Carter. The division had who were the Commanders quarterback? The old Mark Brunell. Like,
yeah.
So that's part
that,
of
Tony
it.
Bank? Was it Tony Banks?
Tony Banks.
You can
Banks.
Take it a step further. Yeah. And the Patriots dynasties in the early 2000s played in the AFC East.
And you know what?
Jay Fiedler.
That was the point that I was going to use.
The Bills
yesterday.
Crap they had back then.
They beat the brakes out of those teams.
You know, someone told me once on this show, if they beat them.
If they're bad, beat them because they're bad.
But now it doesn't fit your narrative.
It don't fit my narrative.
It doesn't.
It changed. It's just the narrative has changed today. Tomorrow it'll be something different.
Maybe a little drum roll. Maybe the studio audience chimes in here. Hugh Douglas, second hour down. Are you ready to say that defense is a necessity?
Why you got to play that sad music?
Because we're saying goodbye to your take.
No, I'm going to go ahead. And I'm going to be dug in on this hill for a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Just a little bit.
All those people came today.
No, and I'm
to
looking
the
at
show.
Them on the text line. They're
mad at you.
They're mad at me for real.
Yeah,
y'all will be all right. You would just get in line. Everybody else mad at me. You'll be all right.
215.
You'll be all right.
592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll get back to all this on the other side, but we may not be done making fun of the Cowboys. More fallout from them next.
What have I done to deserve this?
Oh, it's so good. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, and of course, we're looking for famous couples for the ultimate tailgate giveaway, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. 215-592-949 for Midday Show Sports Radio.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.